Boogie.
Good morning.
In the morning. Fourth one.
10 years since the iPhone came out. How do you break yours? Everybody's broken at least one smartphone. How did you do it? The more bizarre, the better. Stacey from Musselburgh's on the phone. How did you break yours?
Well, I was on the phone with my friend on Skype. It was sitting on top of my wee meter and it fell in the fryer.
Well, the chip pan fryer.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what you do when you're on Skype, you sort of lean it against something so you don't have to hold it when you're talking to...
It was leaning against my wall.
Yes.
Right.
Like, on a wee box.
Yeah.
And I was on Skype too, and she moved from our kitchen into our living room and my phone fell in the fryer.
Brilliant. How much do you want to be the person on the other end of that Skype call? And you're watching from the inside of the fryer.
Well, I just phoned her and she was like... I was still talking and then I just seemed pure, like, darkness.
Brilliant. Nice one, Stacey. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Eileen, who's from Bridge Avern in Perthshire, but listening to Fourth One today. So, Eileen, how did you break your smartphone?
I used to work at a stable, was where I kept my horses, and we had a Vietnamese potbelly pig, one of these big black things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'd been feeding the horses, wandering around, and then suddenly realised I couldn't find my phone anywhere, and I could hear it ringing, couldn't figure out where it was, couldn't find it anywhere, and it was ringing and ringing and ringing. I thought, I don't know where the hell this phone is, and the pig's lying in its stall, and I could hear my phone ringing, and I'm thinking, this is a bit strange, and anyway, as I get closer to the pig, I can hear my phone ringing in the pig.
No!
She'd eaten a hole.
The fact it was still ringing inside the pig.
And it was still ringing. It was so clear. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So we had a rather expensive vet bill.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, did you just wait it out?
Just wait for it to take its course, right?
I was hoping it would, but no, it was a bit of a big phone. It was an older phone.
Eileen, did you use it after it had been extracted from the pig?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm out, Eileen. Okay, we got to go, Eileen. Have a great day.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Pam and Dalkeith, how did you break yours?
It was my wee boy's birthday. He was about 4, and we decided to take him to the museum of flight. But his wee pal across the road wanted to come as well, so we took him too. So I had my wee boy Struan and the wee boy across the road, and the wee boy across the road wasn't very well. And when we got to Museum of Flight, he vomited all over one of the planes. So we were a wee bit worried, and the story went on. He then vomited outside, and it was getting cold, so we decided to come home.
Yeah.
I put my son in the front seat, and I sat next to the wee boy who was unwell.
Yeah.
And I had a carrier bag in case he was sick, so my phone was sitting in between my legs. And all of a sudden, I could hear the wee boy retching, so I swiped the bag right in front of him. He vomited straight in at the bag, and I'm thinking, yes, result. Went to get my phone. It was in the bag.
That's horrible.
So I had to fish it out the bag, and needless to say, it didn't work. The rice didn't work, the radiator didn't work.
Was the rice in? Was the rice already in the bowl?
Yeah.
I finished dinner.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's brilliant. What a great story. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you. Bye.